Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Sheldon. Batting third. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting eighth. The DH, Bobby Mitchell. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Clyde Wright. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting fifth. The DH, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Liss. Batting eighth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Luis Gomez. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dick Woodson. And now, play ball. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Briggs moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Briggs scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Scott moves to third. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. May moves to second. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a line drive towards first. Scott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with right covering, for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 1, Twins, 1. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money hits a pop-up towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Brewers. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Hundley moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-1 in the game. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woodson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards short. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Liss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Darwin strikes out. 1 out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 2, Twins, 2. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0 for 1 in the game. Liss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 2 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Briggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Braun hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gomez moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gomez moves to third. Braun moves to second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. Gomez scores. Braun moves to third. 2 outs. It's 3-2, Twins. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 2 in the game. Darwin hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Braun scores. Heil moves to third. It's 4-2, Twins. Ed Sprague now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Heil scores. There goes Darwin trying to get to third. Briggs throws the ball into Money, who tags Darwin for the out. It's 5-2, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. May hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0-for-2 in the game. Liss hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hundley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Coluccio. Hundley reaches second base with a double. Liss moves to third. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Liss scores. Hundley moves to third. It's 6-2, Twins. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Braun strikes out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Holt now playing left field. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-2 in the game. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-3 in the game. Money hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Heil. Money reaches second base with a double. Mitchell scores. Yount goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Twins. Bill Campbell now pitching. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0-for-3 in the game. Sheldon takes first base on ball 4. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Money scores. Sheldon moves to third. It's 6-5, Twins. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 5. The Twins will come to bat. Eduardo Rodriguez now pitching. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Heil hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Darwin strikes out. two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jerry Terrell pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Terrell moves to second. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Liss hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-3 in the game. Coluccio is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 5. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gomez strikes out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.